بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو. Nothing is more beautiful in this life than having good friends, trustworthy friends, reliable friends. In fact, life without friendship, without friends, is meaningless, doesn't have any taste, doesn't have any beauty. Because the true friend that you have, even if he's one, doesn't have to be 500 friends. One friend, true friend, is going to change your life. That a friend could remove the sadness, the depression from your heart. That a friend could transform you completely, reprogram your brain, could it bring you happiness, satisfaction, could it bring you to the right path. These are the values of friendship. And of course, the friendship, if it is based on piety, taqwallah, and sacrifice, it would last forever, it would not break. That friendship will continue for many years. Even your children are going to be friends. Even your grandchildren are going to be friends. If the friendship is based on sacrifice and piety, taqwa Allah ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. Any foundation you want to build, whether it's a family, whether it's a business, whether it's a relationship, it should be based first and foremost upon piety. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ. بُنْيَان means the foundation. عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. That is the strongest foundation. Strongest foundation. It would not break up. But if the friendship is based on manipulation, exploitation, taking advantage of this friend, I become his friend because he can help me here and there. But when he needs me, I don't answer his call. He doesn't even find me. This is not a friendship. This is exploitation. This is manipulation. This is hypocrisy. This is nifaq. That a friend stay away from him, even if he's the richest person on earth. Even if he's the most educated person on earth. Stay away from him. He's going to hurt you. Someone who betrays you. Someone who wants to take advantage of you, but when it comes to help, he's not there, he's absent, he's not a friend. He's not a friend, stay away. Just say salam to those people, no more than salam. Brief salamu alaykum, and that's it. Don't take them as a friend. Therefore, many riwayat, ahadith, narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his noble family advise us to take good friends. Be careful, examine the friends, test them. When you buy a car, don't you go for test drive? Definitely you go for test drive. Takes about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, more or less test drive before you say that yes. Though you can return the car anytime, you may lose a few dollars here and there. Why when we take a friends, we don't test them? Why? This is not right. You have to test your friends. When you test them, then you can say, he's my friend. I would not exchange him with anyone else. The riwayat says, don't stay away from friends. You need some friends in your life. Don't seclude yourself from the society. Don't say, because someone betrayed me, I'm not going to have friends anymore. This is not right. That place, that person who betrayed you because of you, because you were not careful, you didn't open your eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم. A believer who stays in the heart of the community and he deals with the community members. He deals with people, the good ones and the bad ones. ويصبر على أذاهم. He has forbearance and tolerance and patience for people when they betray him. خير من المؤمن الذي لا يخالط الناس. He's better than the mu'min who's sitting at home and closing the door, shutting the door, and he says, I don't want to speak to anyone. That first one is better. Because this is life. Life is about test. Life is about having relationship with others. Life is about putting up with others. The credit goes for these things, for your suffering. The credit of the mu'min comes from his suffering. If you don't suffer, you don't get credit. And the hadith says, my friends, the least thing we can provide our friends with, the minimum, this is minimum, minimum that you can do for your brothers and sisters in the community. What is the minimum? A hot meal? Starbucks? Invite them to Starbucks? What is it? The hadith says, al-bishr, cheerfulness. That is the minimum. If you don't have money to spend, if you don't have anything to say, at least be cheerful, be joyful, smiling face, welcoming gesture, welcome them. Welcome the people. Cheerfulness, al-bishr. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says, أتى رجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, said, يا رسول الله, أوصني, please advise me. Beautiful when you go to the Prophet and asking him for wasiyah, for an advice. The Prophet said to him, ألقي أخاك بوجه منبسط. Meet your brothers and sisters in the community with cheerfulness, with a smiling face, بِوَجْهٍ مُنْبَسَطٍ. This is the least I can tell you. وَعَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet says, حُسْنُ الْبِشْرِ, being cheerful, being welcoming, having positive vibes, not frowning, not being angry with people when you speak to them, opening your heart for them. حُسْنُ الْبِشْرِ يذهب بالسخيمة. It's going to remove and destroy tension between you and people. Some people have tension always. They can't deal with anyone unless they have a quarrel. Unless it ends up with going to court. Have you seen when you go to some countries, people when they speak, normally speak, they scream. We took a group to a country. People were chatting at the cafe. Those who were with me, they thought that there is a fight. I said, no, this is normal. This is typical. Don't worry. Even if you see chairs being thrown in the air, this is a game. Nice game. So the Prophet says cheerfulness is going to melt and destroy the tension between you and your community members. يَذْهَبُ بِالسَّخِيمَ. That is the least thing we can provide for our community. Friendship is precious, my friends. Take care of your friends. Don't lose your friends. Don't lose them. When you make friendship, when you make friends, try to maintain them and keep them. Mudarat, it requires a lot of effort to keep a friendship and not to destroy the bridges between us and community members. My friends, on Monday we're going to begin, inshallah, the Islamic seminary of Ahlul Bayt here. On Mondays and Tuesdays, I am teaching two classes from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you want to register, you can go to the website and join us. And also, we are continuing to collect the money for the Arba'een of Imam Hussein in Karbala, for those who walk, for their food, their shelter, their clothing, their medicine. If you'd like to join us, Hajj Samir Amiri is standing there. We're going to have, inshallah, the Majalis of the Arba'een on Thursday and Friday, October 17th and 18th in English, and Saturday, October 19th, in Arabic, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibu al-da'awat, innaka ghafirul khati'at. Allahumma wahhid كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.